So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another programme, to another edition of Down Your Way. We're here in North of the County this week. Absolutely fantastic occasion here with Ross Grey GAA Club. The chairman of the club is with me, Jim McDonald. Jim, you're very welcome to Down Your Way.
Thank you, Eamon. It's good
to
have you.
It's a very special night for the club, isn't it?
It's a great night, Eamon. It's to honour the Premier Intermediates, won the county final last year, and the North under 19, we won the North in the hurling as well. Yeah, so listen, it's good to honour a team of the present, I suppose, a team of the future, and good things, yeah, good night, and a good crowd, and great celebrations inside.
Yeah. The club has gone from strength to strength. I know sometime last year we were here with celebrating 50 years since the All-Ireland Club Final, and what an occasion. We're back again this year. It's a special time for every member in there. There's 300 or 400 people in there.
It is. It's a brilliant time. I suppose the big thing is it's about the kids, and when the support that was given to all teams in Ross Grey throughout the year has been phenomenal. And I suppose going on then into playing hurling until November, going down to play the Munster Club Final, which unfortunately we didn't win, like we had 9 or 10 buses going from Ross Grey alone. I think the one touching moment for me of the whole experience this year would be when the team bus turned up Castle Street after winning the county final. There was 1,000 people there. There was probably 500 or 600 kids. And it was just a feeling and a scene that I've never witnessed before in my life. And I'd say all the players and all, it's one thing that'll stick with them, you know, that's one memory they'll have. And it's all about promoting the game and looking after the kids. And when you're seeing it at Christmas time, then you're going around and all the kids are buying all the jerseys on O'Neill's website. And, you know, there's a great buzz about the town at the minute in the hurling.
Absolutely, you know, and indeed, for your own part, you stepped into the chair just at the right time.
Yeah, anyone could have stepped into the chair, I suppose. It's I was lucky. Obviously, we went down from senior down to Premier Intermediate, so there's a good chance we're going to come back up. But still, at the end of the day, somebody has to be there. I'm lucky enough to be there. And, the working on the field has worked, but we've a lot of work done off the field as well. So hopefully the club is in a good place.
Yeah, some great stalwarts of the past came from Ross Grey.
Oh, they did, without you. You can see some of them in there. You have Donny Maloney, who was captain of the 71, the first team to win the All-Ireland Club. Tyge O'Connor is in there. Yeah, Francis O'Connor's son is our MC, Prunchius. Listen, Ross Grey is...
And a great Mick Minogue, of course.
And other Mick Minogue, I was going to mention him, he's actually Mick is now the president of our club, himself and Mickey Phelan, are now the presidents of the club due to the sad passing last year of Mick Hogan, our president. So the two lads are in now as presidents of the club, and it's great for them.
Yeah. Talk to me about the great senior team of this year. Really dedicated to the job to get back up into the senior ranks again.
Yeah, listen, Liam England came in. He was with Mine Temple Tooty. He won the county final with Mine Intermediate. Then they changed things over to Premier Intermediate. Obviously, we came down. The aim for the club was to come back up. But when you come back up and you get to the county final and you win it, you want to look further afield. And we did. And unfortunately, it wasn't our day down in Cork. And Monaleen were deserved winners on the day. And they went on then to win the All-Ireland. So it's what... A great year, there's no doubt about it, and the effort the lads have put in throughout the year, anything that was asked of them, they have done it, and they're great role models for the juveniles within the club, and that's the big thing.
Of course, indeed as well, you talk about Monaleen and Owen Breslin, of course, Tommy Verriman next door neighbours to hear with the manager.
Yeah, Owen was the manager and Kevin Cummins was involved as well. Yeah, I suppose they had an advantage on us going down, they probably knew about Ross Grey and how we hurl, and they would have known the players individually. Owen would have known them, Kevin would have known them, so they had an advantage. But great men, Owen has went in, he's done the job. They had to win it on the day, irrelevant of what they knew, still had to perform for the 70, 75 minutes, whatever was played. But listen, they went on to win the All-Ireland, and truly they deserved it. I watched the All-Ireland final, they deserved it, you know.
You mentioned Liam England, your present manager, a star performer in the past.
Liam is probably the best friend of mine, so I won't build him up too much, but he's talented in every way. He was talented at soccer, talented at Gaelic football, and talented hurler. You know, he's an all-round sportsman. He loves sport, and we're lucky enough, the club is lucky to have someone come in like that to take it over, and the lads bought into him, and I suppose it helps. His backroom team was very well set up as well. He had Alantine and Senior, he'd Paul Delaney, Aidan Shannon, George Fitz, and Eddie Brennan came in late then as well for a new voice. So, listen, I think Liam had a plan in place and it worked. The big thing was to get back up senior. We've done that. So now we move on and hopefully we stay senior. The pressure is on him this year.
The pressure is on. But the other thing about it is, I think, even if maybe they didn't get to the top this year, And she did a couple of years, you know, in the senior rather than going back down again.
I'm hoping they'll stay up senior. I think, personally, I think they will. The lads put in the effort if they buy into Liam. I think the structures in the club from underage are actually good now. We're doing things that, like, that was put in place last year, I'd say, with the juveniles and, like, things that we're doing, gym work and that. We have the gym now up in the club. It's after being invested in last year. We're after putting more equipment into it last week only. And, listen, we're investing, but I suppose that the cream of the crop are the kids. You need to keep the kids playing. You need to keep them enjoying it. And that's what we'll try and do. Because, like with Ross Gray, I think majority of our teams will have the skills and just, I suppose, maybe physically we might be let down at times. But we're trying to target that and tackle it. And hopefully, listen, I've no doubt we've great representation. We've Valentine on the seniors. We've Kenny Lee on the 20s. We've Lee and Harry Lucknan on the minors. We've Aaron O'Donoghue is on the 14s. 15s, I think it was 15, sorry. And like we've good representation all over there with county teams, which is great, and we haven't had it for a while, so it's good.
It costs a lot of money, of course, to keep the club going. Tell us about your sponsors.
Well, Pinergy are our sponsors now this year. They're here tonight, and it's great to have them. They came on board a few years ago, before my time. Brendan Carey and Mark McLaughlin did the deal with them. They've actually been so supportive of the club, it's been unbelievable. Like, but and on top of that, we also have great sponsors around the town, local sponsors that would sponsor you the whole time. And like when we went knocking doors, businesses when we were getting to the Munster final, that for the extra little bit of support, they'll always look after you. And there's actually too many to mention them, and I won't go into them because there is too many to mention. And but we appreciate it, and I suppose with the plans the club have in place, we'll probably be looking for more sponsorship come next year. But listen, once things are in place and things are right, I think people will support us. Once they see things happening, they will support us.
I might mention Paul Phelan and Mickey Phelan and his family. Great ambassadors to the club. You know, he's the house to go to.
Listen, Mickey Phelan is an absolute gentleman. He's a publican, and he's actually president of the club now at the minute with Mick Minogue, as I said early on. And Paul and Fiona and Connor and Amy, just really, really club people. They're absolutely, like, they'll do anything for you. Like, just listen, like, Fiona had a tough year, the whole family had a tough year, but they never down tools. She was never, I get emotional now, she'd never say no. She'd always do, she'd always want to be involved. She runs her Easter game, she runs her cool camps, she washes the lads' jerseys. It's just to have people in the club like that is just unbelievable. And we're so lucky to have these people, and we really appreciate all the work to do, and it's great. Like,
bit of planning in tonight, wasn't there?
There was. I think the fundraiser or the Dinnerlands committee done a great job. Like, it was Fergus Hogan led it out with Conor Sheedy. There was Kevin Maloney, Alan Grattan, Brian England, Fiona Phelan, Shane Mulrooney. Listen, they've done an absolute brilliant job. It's not easy to plan a night like tonight to cater for so many people, and everything is going well so far.
Absolutely. Good MC work done there tonight.
Oh, Prunchy is top of the range. He'll sing for us all night now in the residence bar. That's the problem. He hasn't started having a few pints yet, but we'll have him all night singing Hallelujah. Yeah. But no, he's top of the range. Listen, absolutely. Best man for the job. He was absolutely brilliant.
Listen, we were just after watching the video there before we came out here. The song in the dressing room just after the game.
The song was written by Seamus Thorne, a Ross Gray man.
Oh, was it? Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, Seamus wrote the song. It's an absolute brilliant song. And yeah, I sang it in the dressing room. I didn't expect it to come up there tonight. Yeah. Nor did I expect you to collar me out here to try and sing it. But yeah, I'll give it a first verse of it.
Come on. Let's hear it.
In a Boston bar, my thoughts were far. When a stranger takes my hand, he said, "My friend, I've just returned from a trip to your dear land. I saw when there Tipperary fair such beauty to explore. But one fine part did touch my heart nearby the river Nor. There's a castle grand around Tar stands, an abbey to behold, a gable wall with belfry tall, and chapels quaint and old. At the Holy Isle I spent a while, the sleeve blooms can be seen. On Sleat all the way stood the woods of Cray, by the banks of Demoneen. I wonder if this stranger was sent from God above, a sign to see my birthplace, before I go to him above. With tearful eyes I shook his hand, and proudly I did say, I'll tell you, sir, the place you were was my hometown of Ross Grey.
Absolutely brilliant, Jim McDonald, recorded live here in Racket Hall Hotel. Absolutely brilliant. We're going to take our very first break here this evening. Congratulations, Jim, to Ross Grey and all the rest. Every success in the future.
Thank you, Eamon. Thanks very much for being here.
Indeed, you're very welcome back here in Ross Grey. What a fabulous crowd and what a celebration. Liam England is with me. Liam, how are you doing?
Very good, Eamon. Yeah, very good. Good night.
Congratulations and producing a great team. And of course, you have many more lads helping you out and all the rest. But my God, you're the main player.
I wouldn't say that, Eamon, to be fair. Listen, no, I'm absolutely spoiled for choice in terms of management team and stuff like that. Sure, listen, we have Alan Tynan and Aidan Shannon and Gerard Fitz, and obviously the two-time All-Ireland winner Paul Delaney, and then on top of that we obviously had the main man from Kilkenny, Eddie Brennan, helping us out. So yeah, listen, I wouldn't say no, the main player at all. I'd say it was one piece in that cog in the wheel, and yeah, it was very good, excellent year.
Feeling in there, great buzz in the place, isn't it?
Ah, sure, it's brilliant. I think we probably said this is what is it now? It's March now, but we probably would have said this back in November and October as well. Like, it's Ross Grey, we would feel, is very much a sleeping giant, and people are only mad to support a winning team. And thankfully, last year we had a bit of a buzz and gave the supporters and community something to celebrate, and we're delighted with that. And hopefully, we think it might be the kickstart of something. And listen, that doesn't always mean silverware, but it means that sometime down the line, and even at the moment, we have a kind of a thriving club, and yeah, it bodes well, very well for the future.
Well, the draws coming now in the next few weeks to be listened to on Tip FM, I'm sure, very much.
Yeah, sure, listen, so everyone no more than ourselves, Ross Grey and the other 15 teams in terms of Dan Breen will be very keen to see who they're playing against. In terms, listen, we're all probably starting off the first phase of our prep at the moment, and yeah, very much listen to see who we meet and in the draw, and who we meet in July and in August of this year. Like, so looking forward to that too.
So what's the prep like at this stage, or what happened, what's going on in the club?
Listen, nothing very unique. I think it's the same as going on in every club, and it's very much in terms of this new realm that's brought to the GA in terms of S&C and stuff like that. So we're very much in the throes of that. We have a new gym that was started off last year, and I wouldn't say completed, but probably 80% complete at this stage now. So the boys are very much engaged in that for the last couple of weeks, and there's a lot of praise must go at this moment in time when you're winning. I suppose the management team and players get a lot of praise, but our backroom team in terms of the hierarchy in the club must got a lot of praise for what they've done in the last 12 to 24 months in regards to erecting that gym and putting it up. And particularly Jim McDonald, our chairman, our secretary, Michelle, and our treasurer as well, Shane Mulrooney. They've done mighty work along with the committee as well to kind of give us the best tools possible to perform on the day when we're asked. Yeah, everyone is, and everyone's trying to bulk up their players and get them strong and get them powerful and all that kind of stuff. Like, but listen, the game, listen, that's the beauty of hurling is, and it's probably not, it's unique enough. It's not like other sports. You can coach the bejesus out of other sports and come up with a particular setup to be negative or positive and stuff like that. But hurling, in my book, you can play it 50, 100 different ways. You can play it short, you can play it long, you can play it in between, and it's still going to remain the same game as it was 100 years ago, and it'll be the same game 100 years from now as well. Listen, it's still down to the players. It's still very much man v man and stuff like that. Your coaches and stuff like that can kind of come up with different structures and different plans that they think is the best they're given to put their best foot forward. But at the end of the day, it's the 15 against 15, and it'll always be that.
You had Eddie Brennan here towards the end of the season. Now, what does a man like Eddie Brennan with 8 All-Ireland medals in his pocket bring to Ross Grey?
It's probably not for me to answer that, really. It's probably up to the players to answer that. And I think if you did ask them that, Eamon, I think they'd have rave reviews about Eddie. I think, he came in, I wouldn't say probably midstream last year. I always had in my head that we would need that fresh voice coming into quarter final and semi final stage. And that's not to say that the guys and myself weren't doing the job well or putting our best foot forward there. We definitely were, but I think it's key to bring in that fresh voice. And when we brought Eddie in, the players, you could see it straight away, their body language, they were keen to engage very much with Eddie. And yeah, he was brilliant for us. Yeah, he'll have a special place in our hearts here in Ross Grey for a long time.
GGA means a lot to you guys down here in Ross.
Sure, listen, we love it. We're the same as everyone else. I keep on saying this. I said, I said it. I had a conversation with my brother and sister here tonight in the hall with a couple of pints in this. But we said, and I suppose I was the youngest, and I was very much spoiled by my parents. I'm lucky enough. I have three brothers and three sisters. I'm the second youngest of seven, actually, the youngest by. So I was obviously spoiled, but I think. And got lots of gifts off my parents, but the biggest gift I ever got off my mum and dad were the gift of the GAA. Being welcomed into the GAA and bringing me up to that field for the first time, it was just, listen, and I hopefully pass it on to my own kids, but I'd say anyone listening or anyone around that, the greatest gift you can give your kids is the gift of the GAA.
Absolutely, and in sport in general.
Yeah, sure, listen, sport is brilliant. It gets them out, gets them engaged with other people, gives them a common goal, all that kind of stuff that is very healthy for kids and stuff like that. But I think the GAA, listen, I've played other sports, I've played golf, I've played soccer and stuff like that, but the GAA is particularly unique. I think it's very special, and it's a joy to have it.
Yeah, here in a rural town like Rosscrea, but you have the community around you as well, the other side of the town, and all the appreciation that you get from local community.
Yeah, sure. Listen, when you break it down, Eamon, that's what it's all about. We were lucky in 2022. We got a bit of success in terms of our senior hurlers, intermediate hurlers, and our under-19s. But I think, listen, the GAA, as we all know, is a lot more than that. I think it's about community, first and foremost, about bringing people together, engagement with new people all the time. And, 2022 was brilliant for us that way. And, listen, that's what the GAA is all about, and long may it continue.
2022 was pretty difficult for Clonoughty Rossmore and Dylan Quirk, and I know you hear of a fundraiser here tonight as well.
Yeah, sure. Listen, it was a heartbreaking year for everyone, particularly in the club setup in Tipperary. Our heart goes out to the Fridays and the Quirk family in Clonoughty. It was just a horrendous year for them. But the way they rallied around it, and the way the GAA community rallied around that support and the foundation for Dylan was absolutely immense, and the more so than Rosscrea tonight, that we were able to honour Dylan in a small way tonight for us, and that was very special for us as well.
Team England, every success and congratulations on 2022.
Cheers, thanks Eamon.
We caught up with a couple of girls here at the table. How are you doing, ladies?
Fine, thanks.
Your name is?
Elaine Loughnan.
Loughnan, a mighty name around here.
Very powerful.
Yeah, I think you have to Francis Loughnan. And
that's right.
What a guy. Are you related to
Francis? We are, yeah.
Your name is?
My name's Katie Shanahan.
How are you doing, Katie?
I'm a niece of Aidan Shanahan.
That's nice. Now look at it. You're part of the club here in Rosscrea.
Yeah, I'm a good supporter.
Are you all supporters?
Yes. Yeah.
Your name is?
Hatley Jim.
How are you doing?
All good now, yeah, all good.
Enjoying the night here?
Great night. You had a great year there for the club there. Yeah, it was fantastic. They brought a great spirit around the town there for the last 6-7 months.
Yeah.
It was fantastic to see the flags and kids coming out to support the teams, and grannies and granddads, the whole lot. Brought the town a great lift.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and a great buzz here, and the great support that you've here tonight as well, unreal.
Actually, it was great, yeah. Just to show you the amount of people that's behind the team, and the lads that were over the team this year done a marvellous job to get them over the line and have them back up to Dunbreen next year, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's the way it goes, you know. There's lots of stories and folklore of the whole thing, isn't there?
There is there, yeah, man. The club have a good representative in the county there this year. The Valentine and the seniors, and they've Kenny Lee on the under-20s, and they've Harry Loughnan and Lee Loughnan with the tip-17s, and other young lads on the 16s. So the club is in a great place at the time, yeah.
Well, listen, every success. Have a good year ahead.
And many thanks to you, Jim. Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy tonight. Thanks a lot. The minor goalkeeper in on the panel this year, Harry Loughnan. How are you doing, Harry?
That's the finest, not yourself.
Good year for the club.
Ah, sure, it's deadly air, yeah, I'm sure. Just can't outlive it now, so.
You made some marvellous saves in the under-19s.
Yeah, thank God. I had to have a good year with them, so.
But you blocked a penalty, didn't you?
I conceded one, and yeah. I don't know what the other. The save we blocked this
you
year.
You kept it out anyway.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the game, are you?
Oh, I'm loving it now tomorrow, but anyway, it's all going well, so.
Yeah. You love the sport.
Yeah.
Are you related to the older Loughnans, the Francis and all of those?
Francis is my great uncle, yeah. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, you never saw him hurling, I'm sure.
I never saw him hurling. I've seen videos on YouTube and all that, so wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Top class when he's there. Yeah. Yeah, listen, nice to say hello to us and turn your way, and every success on the minors this year.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in Racket Hall here celebrating with Ross Gracie and the hurling team. How are you doing, lads? Two of the selectors.
How are you going? Not too bad at all, Eamon.
Your name?
Aidan Shanahan. You're very welcome here to Racket Hall tonight, Eamon, for a great night, great occasion for the club. county intermediate champions, back up senior playing in the Dan Breen. Great night for the club.
Absolutely fantastic, and indeed you had some great nights in the past as well. Another selector, your name is?
Joe Fitzpatrick, Eamon.
How are you doing, Joe?
That's about Eamon.
What a great year you had.
Oh, we had a great year, Eamon, in fairness now. A great bunch of lads to work with, great manager, a great backroom team. We set our stall out early in the year to get back up to the senior ranks, senior A ranks, and we did. It was a great year for us.
So what is it like, lads, when there's only 3 or 4 minutes left in the game and the sides are very close to being level or whatever, and you're pint up?
Actually, Raymond, we'd be very calm now. We wouldn't be a bothering us.
You wouldn't be...
That's so true, Raymond. I tell you this much. It's probably nail-biting stuff, like, and it nearly came down to that in the county final, like, when Gortnahoo got within 4 points of us, we were on the rack. But thankfully, as we said early on tonight, the save that Darrell made all the difference. It was the difference in winning and losing on the day. So it was just great to get over the line.
Yeah, like, and you had a very good early, the first half, you were kind of nearly all over Gortnahoo.
Yeah, we were, in fairness, though. We probably hurled very well for probably 46, 47 minutes of the game. We were well on top. And maybe for the last 10, 12 minutes, Gortnahoo got a run, and in fairness to Darrell Ryan in the goal, a couple of good saves, it could have been a very different result for us. But thankfully we held out, and ended up a great win for the club.
Absolutely. What was the homecoming and the celebration like?
Oh, it was something unreal, Eamon. Like, something would say it was missing out of town for so many years, and just to see all the young people that never seen anything else before, anything like it in Roscrea, and the crowd that came out to support the lads that night. I tell you, the lads themselves were in awe of it. Of course, the young lads, they never seen this. Like, we were so long, say, out of the limelight. It was just terrific to see the crowds on the street that night. And just, Eamon, I just want to give a big shout out to, I suppose, all this wouldn't have happened because without one man, I said, like our manager, Liam England, different gravy. Like, he stalled out from day one. And he carried it through to the letter of the law, and he was always so confident and so positive that we'd get back up if everyone put in the effort. And as I say, a great shout out to Liam for what he's done for the club and getting us back up.
Yeah, every success in the year ahead as well, and I hope everything goes well for you guys.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Thanks, man.
One of the greats in Hurling is with me, Eddie Brennan. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's the farm? You keep well?
Good to be here indeed. A personality of your standard. It's great to meet. 8 All-Ireland medals in your back pocket, and Ross Gray brought you in here to coach him right through to the final.
Yeah, sure, it was brilliant to get invited in. I suppose I suppose I'm always curious to know how people work and how coaching setups work. So, you know, when Liam rang me and asked me to get involved, I was delighted to jump at the opportunity because I had kind of taken a year away from everything. I was just coaching the underage at home, and you know, I suppose what struck me the minute I came in was how focused and how tuned in the group were. And I think myself personally, my input was very, very minimal. I thought the team were well underway to a big day when I came in, and my first 2 or 3 sessions looking at, you know, the quality of this training sessions, you know, what Liam and Aidan and Ger and Alan had done and Paul up to that, you could see that there was something big in them. So, you know, for me it was a great opportunity to be able to see how somebody else does coaching and setups and stuff like that. And I think the key to it was you had a bunch of players that were mad for road, and when you have a management team that has a bunch of players hungry, so that the sky is the limit, really.
Absolutely. And a different voice in the dressing room then, you know, high standard, like, it's a different scene, isn't it?
Ah, sure, look, maybe it is, and I'm hoping that if the lads got some little small thing out of, you know, my involvement, brilliant. I would look at a lot of what you're doing is sharing experiences. I think as a player, you know, you make mistakes, and I think that's the whole thing of coaching, is you want players to go and make mistakes, but that they tidy it up then and they learn from those mistakes. And, you know, I suppose all I was trying to do was maybe, you know, transfer some of my experiences, which were, you know, disappointing days, and you want them to maybe, you know, not make those same mistakes. So you share those experiences, and hopefully the players latched onto it. But all in all, the players were very, very open. They were mad to learn. They were mad for road, as I said. And, you know, they were an easy bunch to deal with.
Just making, I know you're going to Mike Carkey Burris this year, neighbours of mine in Holy Cross. What a club as well.
Yeah, sure. I suppose I'm just in the early days with the lads and looking forward to that. And it's a new challenge. It's something a little bit different. But I'm looking forward to it in a big, big way. Regardless of the fact of where I'm from geographically and the rivalry that exists between Tip and Kilkenny, you know, I've learned all my life how Kilkenny do things. So it was a great opportunity, you know, last year with Ross Gray and this year now to, you know, to learn. And I think you always want to see, well, how other teams do things. And as I said earlier on, sometimes I would love to be a fly on the wall in a Cork dressing room or a Limerick dressing room or a club dressing room and, you know, wherever it is, because you can always pick up little bits and pieces and nuggets of information that you say, well, that's useful, I can see how that would work. So all in all, I'm looking forward to the year ahead with Mike Carkey. I hope that we don't lock horns on the sideline some evening, because you know, that's, I suppose that's sport for you, and there'll be a bit of crack in that. But look, when you enlist, you have to soldier, and that's it. So I'm looking forward to it.
How do you see Tipperary, Limerick, Kilkenny, all those teams going this year?
I suppose the big thing is everyone is looking at Limerick, and on current league form, you'd be saying, God, they really, really do look like a team that are going to take serious stopping, and you're going to need to have all your ducks lined up if you're going to take them out. But at the same time, hurling is funny like that, you know. At times teams look invincible and then a team just comes along and gets it right, and I think that's the beauty with hurling, is on any given day. But from where I'm looking, I think Kilkenny and Tip have a tradition. It's obviously how much they can adapt their approach or whoever it is that's going to maybe take out Limerick. But I would absolutely be a huge admirer of Limerick, because regardless of setups and regardless of systems, they are skill-wise and hurling-wise the best team that's out there, and you have to admire how they play the game, because their skill level is phenomenal. They play the game right on the edge, and if you're a coach or a manager looking at a team, they're everything your team would want them. You'd want them to be.
Absolutely, and it was to have the height, the size, all of those things.
Ah, yeah. Look, I think they're a generational team. There's no doubt about that, and every team gets those type of, you know, and in Kilkenny and Tip and maybe Cork to another extent. We've been fortunate, we experienced that, whereas Limerick, this is the second maybe golden generation they've had through their history, when you go back to Mick Mackey's time, and maybe the, you know, the team of 73 as well. But I think you'd be excited looking at the championship, because teams are trying to make strides to get to the top, and I was fortunate enough to experience what it's like to be lucky to win a few. And when all the challengers are coming ticking fast, every day is an All-Ireland final, because if you're not at your best, they will take you out. And that's the danger, you know, or the beauty of it for Limerick. If they're not at their best, someone will take them out. And look, we'll all enjoy that. I suppose when you are at top, nobody wants to see you winning, and that's the reality of it. So wherever county you're from, you'll be loved. It'll be brilliant to see new winners.
Eddie Brennan, it's great to have you here tonight in Ross Gray. Thanks for saying hello.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. We're here in the Record Hall here tonight. Absolutely fantastic. Tyke O'Neill is with us. How are you doing, Tyke?
Hiya, Eamon. How are you?
Good to be with us on the programme. Very much a part of the Ross Gray team.
Absolutely. Both Enda and I are obviously from Ross Gray, and Pinergy is part of our strategy to support local communities. Mm-hmm. And we felt that, well, the first community to support is your own community, is in Ross Gray. So we came on board, I think, last year through Marcus when he was chairman of the Ross Gray Hurling Club. And we're delighted with the success we've had. Obviously, year one has been fantastic. The county championship, running up the Munster final, and obviously ultimately beaten by the All-Ireland champion. So it's been a great partnership so far.
Absolutely. Tell us about Pine Energy. What did they do?
Pinergy are an energy supplier. We're licensed by the CRU. We've started basically as a kind of prepaid energy supplier. Now we're very much commercial focused. Very much focused on a partnership approach with our clients, supply, analyse, advise. So we try to look in depth into how people are consuming, how they're consuming it, where they're consuming it, and ultimately to drive their consumption lower. So we try to partner with our customers.
We're told every second day to turn off the lights, turn off the taps.
Absolutely. And we've always preached that narrative. We ultimately want to sell less of our product, which is weird for any supplier to sell less of your product. But if customers can use less, we're happy too.
Absolutely. Well, that's a talk again. I suppose this is not a program for this, but about the amount of money you guys are making.
Not all suppliers are making lots of money. Some of them are. But there's a lot of independent suppliers in the country that we've, for the last 2 years, it's been very tough for us too, because ultimately we're price takers. We're not generators. We buy our power from the grid and pass it on to clients. What we've tried to do is help our clients to use less power, and we've had some very successful relationships with clients to do that, and our clients have been loyal. We've doubled our base in 2 years, so people like what we're doing and have kind of got on board.
Okay, listen, thanks for that. And,
not at all.
Not here with the club.
Thank you very much.
Matt McLaughlin, how are you?
I'm very good, Eamon, and yourself?
Good. You have new jobs every time I meet you, between school teaching and all the rest. Tell us what you're doing with the county board.
I sure have a job with the county board, Eamon. I'm lucky enough to be the planning and training officer with Tipperary County Board, so I'm really enjoying that.
Absolutely. How does that go about?
Well, we're looking at a number of things, Eamon. First of all, I suppose I'm responsible for club officer training. So every year we will put on training for newly elected club officers, chairpersons, secretaries, PROs, treasurers and so on. It's really about supporting clubs, helping them to have great teams off the field as well as on the field.
Of course, the Ross Gray man. Brilliant year for Ross Gray.
Fantastic year for Ross Gray, Eamon. It's great to see you here again tonight. But fantastic year for Ross Gray. Something, I suppose, that we needed badly. We were very, very disappointed to be relegated from the Dan Breen competition the year before last. And I suppose as a club, we sat down and we put our minds to getting back up to Dan Breen. And thankfully, we got a great team together, a great team on the field, a great team off the field. Liam England, proved to be a very inclusive manager, got a great squad around him, got great people around him. And it was very evident early on that it was building momentum. And I suppose that momentum culminated in their victory in the county final. And it was fantastic for Ross Gray. And of course, we're also honouring tonight our North Under-19 hurling champions. And it's great to see young blood coming through in the club too, because they're going to be the backbone of our senior team over the next 4 to 5 years.
Do you get any time to teach anymore?
I do a small bit, Eamon, yeah. We're flying it up there in Scolo and Nefa, all going well, and we're enjoying in life up in school. Yeah.
Possibly, 10-12 years since we were up there?
That's right, Eamon. You did a lovely Christmas show with us in Scolo and Nefa, and we'd love to see you back.
We'd love to come back, yeah.
Maybe next Christmas we'll see you there. We put a Santa hat on, yeah, and we'll have a bit of fun.
Okay, every success, and thanks for saying hello.
Thanks a million.
We want to say hello to Kevin Maloney. How are you doing, Kevin?
How are you, Eamon? How are you on?
Good to be around there. Absolutely, just absolutely jam packed where we are now. Oh. And I want you to sing a verse or two of a song, because the last time we were here, you did it.
I know, but it's only one I know.
Yeah, that'll do me.
Are you serious, Eamon?
Absolutely, away you go.
Oh, as we gathered in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jane, I think about these past few weeks, or will they say we fail? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Padre called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed to him I had to go. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, or we must say goodbye.
Absolutely brilliant. The great Kevin Maloney joining us on Down Your Way. Well done, Kevin. Some of the greats are with me. The greats of the past. Joe Tynan, how are you doing, Joe?
Good for fellas over age now.
But it's brilliant to be here on this splendid occasion.
Oh, all right. Very, very good in there tonight. And things went well so far anyway. And everyone was happy.
Yeah. There were a lot of Tynan's names mentioned off and on there tonight.
They would have been
related to you.
Yeah, all of their grandchildren.
Isn't that brilliant, isn't it?
Alan is on the old tip set up now, as you know.
He is, yeah.
And he's getting on fairly well now.
Absolutely, why not? Yeah. Why not? Sure, yeah. If he's taken after you in any shape or thought, you're the man that could poke a goal.
And love in the square. Well, he told me his toenails was only in it.
That's Mick Minogue. Yeah. On that one. Yeah, thanks, Joe, for that. Well, Mick, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Mick, I know we're coming to your kitchen fairly shortly, your daughter's kitchen. It's going to be splendid to do your life story, but my God, hadn't you lost some life story?
Yeah, well, of course, when you had fellas like this either side of me here playing, it was easy enough to do what I can tell you, because those were great men that I was with in Roscrea. And I was the luckiest man in Ireland to come into Roscrea. I'd never been had tell I was hurling with Knockshigona, and we were more dirty than hurlers.
Are you admitting that at this stage?
No, I don't want to be sued over this, Nolly, you know, but... in fairness to I know you're talking about doing something later on, but for Joe and Donny, we had a smallish team at the time, Ross Gray, but we didn't mind how big the fellas were that we were playing against. And those fellas' contribution was immense. And Donny had a great honour of bringing the Club All-Ireland captain to Ross Gray against Banner in Bor.
Absolutely, that fantastic. Yeah. All those 50 years ago,
we
had a celebration last year for that.
That's right, and we enjoyed that evening. It was a beautiful evening that we'll never forget. But it was great, like, you can talk about hurlers and the whole lot, and talk about that man and that man, Joe Tynan, Mick Minogue, and Francis Lucknan, and Tiger Connor, and the rest of the 30, they were beautiful hurlers. I said 12 hurlers, and we always backed up one another and the whole.
It is a special night, Mick Minogue.
It's a great night for Roscrea, and it reminds me of going way back to our days when we had great nights, and we weren't happy with one great night. We played in 7 county finals in a row. I had no doubt in my mind that we were the best club team in Ireland in our time.
So that's our programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme. Don't forget, we'll be back with another edition of Down Your Way at the same time next week. From all of us on the programme, have a very good week. Bye-bye.